Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Ecclesiastes devolves into Proverbs and gives us almost no wisdom. The Bible calls nearly everything vanity, again. The Bible inadvertently admits that there is a level of wicked that is acceptable by telling us to not be overly wicked. Some tidbits of actual wisdom imparted: a living dog is better than a dead lion, and that the time and unforeseen occurrence befall everyone equally. The Thomas Yawn count of 3.
Thank you, Harley, for that wonderful intro. It was sort of, it sounded like he was spying, you know, like he's the journalist on the scene, you know. I don't know if I've made that joke before, but it reminded me, I'm not complaining, because I interviewed Harley for Atheistically Speaking, and it is a fascinating story that he has, and there's a reason that he has to whisper at times when he's doing my intros for me, so that's fascinating. Go check that out if you haven't heard it. I imagine most of you have, but it was a great episode. Okay, what was I going to say? All right, so today we got a longer reading based on how the chapter's divided up. It's good to see you guys. You look good. You look well. Some of you have gained a little weight based on the recording I'm looking at right now. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. But, you look okay. You look fine. You look good. You look good. So Ecclesiastes 11, we're going to finish the disappointing Ecclesiastes. It built us up. It had some genuine insight for all of 10 minutes and then started to just repeat itself and turn into Proverbs. We're going to finish that off, and then we're going on to Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, or actually the other name for it is Canticles. I don't know. I wish they would have picked that one. Canticles. I love Canticles. I'd give my right testicle for this to be called Canticle. Canticles. I don't know why that's such a funny word to me. But that's what it's called. We'll get into that. So let's just polish off this book real quick. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. But then you have disgusting soggy bread. I don't give. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, because 7, 8, 9. No. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Well, we know that now. So, even so, thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Oh, so does that mean we know the works of God who maketh all? That's neat. Guys, guess what? Because we understand how babies work, it sounds like we also understand God. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether thou shalt prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Is that in the biblical sense? Like, because the morning, I don't really have time in the morning. I gotta get to work and stuff. I mean, special occasions maybe, but sow thy seed in the evening. So basically in the evening and the morning, for who knows?
Yeah, I could get behind that. Oh, bad start,
Bible. Bad start. Truly, but I could get behind that. Okay, gotta sow your seed in the morning and in the evening. Okay, all right. I guess I better listen to it. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is, fill in the blank, guys. Come on, what is it? $100 if someone tells me right now. Man, none of you know. Okay. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for thy childhood and youth are vanity. That's right. So that's the end of 11, and then we're on to 12, and it's the last Ecclesiast. We're on the 12th Ecclesiast of the Ecclesiastes. So, you know, I just remembered, someone wrote me an iTunes review, which I love. Thank you. Please write me iTunes reviews. Guys, please write me iTunes reviews for Atheistically Speaking, too, if you feel up to it. I mean, more importantly, just check out patreon.com/TNTheB. But, you know, if you can't do that, at least write a review somewhere or follow me on Twitter or something. Come on. Huh? Yeah. But anyway, someone wrote me a review and part of it said well edited or something like that. And I just had to laugh because I don't edit the show. I'll demonstrate that now. Ready? See, I kept that in. Or did I? I won't know until... Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. Maybe I cut that out, but I didn't tell myself in the past, so I don't know. Anyway, Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds returned after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the window be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music, with a CK, shall be brought low. Where's he going with this? Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and mourners go about the streets. Uh-oh. Oh, man. It's really getting me. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And more. So if there's one message I'm taking from this book, it's that approximately 94.3% of things are vanity. Or no, sorry, all is vanity. Sorry, all is vanity. Yeah, I don't know where I got that number, but now that I think about it, it's more like all is what he's saying. So I'd say that's closer to 100% now that I think did the math. Okay. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Oh, I think I read in the Wikipedia that fear God and keep his commandments was like added. Let me check that. I'm pretty sure I read that, and I'm going to verify right now. And don't worry. I mean, I edit so much that I will edit all this part out where I'm looking for like this. Well, you will not hear this in the final product, and you just won't. Here it is. Okay, it says the frame narrator returns with an epilogue. The words of the wise are hard, but they are applied as the shepherd applies goads and pricks to his flock. The original ending of the book was probably the words, the end of the matter, 12:13. But the text we have continues, fear God and keep his commandments, which he never uses. Okay, so fear God is a phrase often in Koheleth's speech, which I don't know who Koheleth is. I guess he's the name of the character or who they think wrote it. I think it's a character, actually. And keep his commandments. He never uses that phrase in the whole part. For God will bring every deed to judgment. So I feel like that was kind of added. And That's the autobiography of Koheleth the Teacher, which is, but I don't think they really think that's who it is. I don't know. But anyway, that's another one of those times where, you know, scholars decided to add in what they wanted to make the point that they wanted. I would imagine, because if you read Bart Ehrman, that happens a lot. So that was interesting. I'm glad I remembered that right. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm not so dumb. Sometimes I have something to offer everyone, you know, occasionally. Okay. So Song of Solomon, you guys, I don't know what this is going to be like, but, I read that it's a song of two lovers. Like this is all of a sudden the Bible decides to get sensual. This was meant to be like the Bible after hours. And it's like the, this is the bit that you read, you know, the parents after the kids have gone to bed. Be sure to read Song of Songs. Having said that, let's see if it's any good. The Song of Oh man, this is about to get real sexual. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than. You know what? I got an idea. Hold on a sec. Okay, I'm back. All right, so I think here's what we're gonna do. This is a Song of Solomon. It's romantic. Let's put on a little mood music here. There we go.
I've heard people say.
Oh yeah. Okay.
See too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
But the Song of Songs,
I don't know,
which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. I just put on Barry White, by the way, and I don't know any Barry White songs, but except the major ones. But I figure that's what everyone always jokes about, so you know. It's distracting because I kind of like it. Okay, sorry. Okay, so because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as an ointment of poured forth, therefore do virgins love thee. Oh yeah. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers, and will be glad and rejoice thee. We will remember thy love more than wine, the upright love thee. I am black but comely. Oh yeah, there we go. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon, look not upon me because I am black. Because the sun hath looked upon me, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper. This isn't, hold on. Okay, this part's not sexy, so. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon, for why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses. I hope this is the woman. Hold on, let me check, because that would be... Let's see. If an introduction. What are we on? I got a little guide here. So I've compared thee. We're on 9. Dialogue between the lovers. Doesn't really tell me who it is. Well, okay, I'll guess that's the woman, because I wouldn't want the man to be comparing the woman to a company of horses. Unless that was a compliment back in the day, like, oh, wow. You know, girl, you're really horsely. You got a lot of horse to you. I gotta drink my sensual water here. I've compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses and Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with I think we can bring back the music. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels. Thy neck with chains of gold. We'll make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard. Oh, well, that's the downside of trying to play music from my computer. I get Facebook message notifications. Normally, it's just muted. I'll have to turn that off. Okay. Don't worry, I'll edit that out. Guys, that will be edited out. You will not hear that in the final product. We will make the borders of gold. This isn't sensual. Hold on. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard. Ooh, spikenard, hold on. My spikenard, yeah. Sendeth forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is what my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. Oh yeah, my beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphire, which is C-A-M-P-H-I-R-E, in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Oh, I've heard of those vineyards. They're very sensual vineyards. That's me, I added that. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. All right, that was a 4 out of 10. That wasn't honestly wasn't that great of a compliment. He built it up. He's like, behold, thou art fair. That's actually like how that verse reads. Thou art fair. Thou hast a dove's eyes. It's like, eh, okay. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. Yea, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. Is this brick from? Oh yeah. Ooh, Barry's bringing it down. Oh yeah. Yeah. That must have been fun to be Barry White. To keep you. I want to have a part of the song where I can just relax my voice. Just, oh yeah, baby. So I said I didn't hear anything he said, but behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. But anyway, this guy says, behold, thou art fair. And he says, our bed is green. It's like, oh, okay. Is that, the girl must be like, does that compliment me somehow? Is there... I'm waiting for the part where that means something. The beams of our house are cedar. And are you just going to describe our house, honey? Because this is not very sexual. And our rafters of fur. Song of Solomon 2. So we got a lot of this to read. This is taking a while. Okay. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Okay, hold on. His right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roses and by the hinds of the fields, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he pleases. Oh, yeah. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains. I just want to listen to this now. Skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows. All right, not sexy. Shooing himself through the lattice, my beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter's past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, and the time of the singing birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Ooh, he's getting sexy now. He's pulling out all the stops, guys. The voice of the turtle. That's, ooh. That gives me chills of sensuality, that voice of the turtle. That's... The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thee. here we go. This is innuendo, folks. The secret places, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. It has a voice? Maybe it's not... You know, maybe it's not innuendo. Maybe it's literal. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Well, I'll show you some comely countenance. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, and spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Oh, man, this is dirty. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Uh-oh. Oh, I should have been a woman at that time. He feedeth among the lilies. Oh, I wonder what the next Barry White song is. Until the daybreak... And the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Beether. I'll just let this go to see where it puts us. This is called... Wait, what? That was weird. This doesn't sound very sexy. What the hell? Barry, you're failing me, man. But the album's called You're the First, the Last, My Everything. That's pretty good. Barry, I don't listen to you for your drummer and his hi-hats. This is too much hi-hatting. Although I do hear your heavy breathing in the background. That's, I guess, what do we got here? Yeah, here we go. All right, I can dig it. I can dig it, Barry. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Although this could be a woman. I will rise. I don't care. Same voice. No, I'm not going to do it. And go about the city and streets. In the broad ways, I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed him from there, or from them, but I found him whom my soul loved. All right, this is nuts. I'll hold that off for a later time. I held him and would not let him go till I brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Okay, all right, we're back. We're back, guys. Doing it in the parents' bed. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the powders of the merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. Oh, yeah. They all hold swords. Oh, man, this is... What is a gangbang now? What's going on? I don't know. Bible, I don't know if this is innuendo or if this is like literally some people in swords are... Because listen, being expert in war, every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof. Look, if this weren't a sexy like song thing, I would just read this and I wouldn't care. Maybe, probably. I wouldn't point out the innuendo all the time because it's, you know, there's a lot and it's too easy. But, you know, since it's a sexy song, you know, between two lovers here, I got to do this. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with a crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Song of Solomon, chapter 4. I'm doing what Barry does at the beginning of his song. I like the harmony. It would be fun to sing with that voice, though, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Behold, thou art... I can't help it. These are catchy songs. I've never listened to this. Maybe I've heard it through osmosis, but, you know, that'd be fun to sing with that, like, super deep voice, you know? It just sounds fun. I'm never gonna give you up. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as flock of goats. Yeah, okay. Again with the terrible compliments, honey, whoever. My hair is as a flock of goats. Thank you. Okay, good. Goats is what I want to be associated with when I'm trying to feel sexy, babe. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn. That was high praise back then. Hey, your teeth are like kind of even. They're probably all still rotten, but they're even. Which came up from the washing, whereof every one bare twins, and none is barren among them. So you're not missing any teeth, I guess. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. I don't even want to know what that means. Thy two breasts... Oh, here we go. Hold on. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Oh, yeah. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hills of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. with me from Lebanon. Look from the... Lebanon always turns me on. Yeah, Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana. From the top of Shanir and Hermon. From the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister and my spouse. What? 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 My sister? What the heck is going on here? Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. Oh, yeah. How fair is thy love, thy sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all the spices. Thy lips, oh, my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. I wish I could sing along with them, but I can't. I can't, like, make a song out of this, especially since I don't know the melody. Yeah. I get distracted by this music. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. What's with the sister? Hold on. I need the record scratch every time I stop the music. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. I don't know what the sister's... It's getting a little weird, but there you go. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchid of... What's orchid? Orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, campfire... With spikenard. Ooh, all the spikenard talk, guys. Spikenard and saffron. Calamus and cinnamon. With all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes. With all the chief spices. Oh, it's catchy. A fountain of gardens as well. A well. Ooh, he knows to end a song. He's got, let's see, how long was that? I already forget. It was like 3 minutes. But cool. Thy plants, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. So, you know, in the Wikipedia, it said, like, oh, people try to think of this as like a, what is it, like an allegory for the love you have for God? You know, it's like, I don't really want to like have sex with God. I'm not really, you know, those people are like, oh, it's the love, you know, the love between a man and woman, love between, it's like, really, are you getting all sexy with God? Like you're going to bone God or something? I don't really think of, if I did believe in God, I'd be like, hey, dude, I'm, you know, I'll shake your hand, but I, you know, I'm not into your, you know, gender of deity. Honestly, if there's a girl God up there, I'll, you know, I'd probably be pretty cool, but just cause you're God, man, I can't, I'm sorry. I'm not really attracted to male deities. You know, it's just, look, you made me this way. So, you know, I don't know what to say. All right. It's taking too long. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse, again. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink ye, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? Jeez, it's getting bad. My beloved put his hand in the hole, put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open my All right, here we go. I rose up to open to my beloved, with my hands dropped with myrrh. There's lots of myrrh in lovemaking back then. I'd be like, yeah, I don't need all this myrrh. Although I guess everybody smelled so bad back then, you just need tons of like smelly stuff. And my fingers with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock, whatever that means. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. Ooh, good timing there, Barry. He withdrawn himself. That's premature. Premature ejaculation right there. And was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him. But I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchman, he wasted all that perfectly good myrrh. The watchmen that went about the city found me, and they smote me, and they wounded me. What? The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find me my beloved, that tell him that I am sick of love. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? What's going on here? Let me look at my summary. Oh, the man. Wait, this is the man? No, this is not the man. Sorry. The woman addresses the daughters of Jerusalem. Okay. So first, okay, here's the structure. Introduction. Hi, my name is Song of Solomon. No. Dialogue between the lovers. The woman recalls a visit from her lover. Okay. I'm sure that prompted some Barry. The woman addresses the daughters of Zion for some reason, citing a royal wedding procession. The man describes his lover's beauty. And then now we're on the woman addresses the daughters of Jerusalem. I don't know why. There's an appendix to this. That's interesting. All right. Where were we? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips. Hips. It'd be funny if a girl was talking about a guy's hips. Oh, his hips are so, they don't lie. His lips like lilies dropping sweet smelling myrrh. His hands, freaking myrrh addicts back then. His hands are as gold rings set with a barrel. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon. Lebanon has excellent countenance, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. That is my beloved. This is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Okay, we're on 6. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Women. I keep saying woman. I don't know why. All right. So pretty soon the man is going to talk. It's about time for the man to talk. My beloved has gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah. Yeah. You know just what to say. Comely as Jerusalem. No, really? No, I'm not as comely as Jerusalem. No one's that comely, except Jerusalem. Terrible as an army with banners. Well, it seems uncalled for to me. And turn away thine eye from me, for they have overcome me. I think this is the guy now, according to the outline. Thy hair, I gotta stop my music because it's gonna come on because this episode is long. All right. I'll edit that out. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within the locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down in the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Or ever, as I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Ammon. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. All right, here's 7. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes. O prince's daughter, the joint of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. Thy navel is like a round goblet, which wanteth not liquor. Thy belly is like an heap of wheat set about with lilies. Thy two breasts... Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, girl. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. All right, use the same breast line. That's like his go-to breast compliment. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory, thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gates of Bathrabib. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon. Xnay on the nose is a tower. Interesting. It's not exactly the compliment you want to hear. Which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. And the king is held... Oh, it's Carmel. I think that's a place. Held in the galleries. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. This is thy stature... This thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breast clusters of grapes. I said I will go up to the palm tree. I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine, and thy smell of thy nose like apples, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved, that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish, whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There I will give thee, my loves. The mandrake, give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old, which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved. So I'm told this is the appendix? Okay, so it should be a bunch of references or something? What's the appendix? It's weird. All right, let's see. Oh, this is not appendix music. Oh, that thou wert as my brother. What? Hello. That sucked the breasts of my mother? What the hell? Weird things were sexual back then. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee. Yea, I would not be despised. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house, who would instruct me. I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love until he pleases. I think we already heard this. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raise thee up under the apple tree, where thy mother brought thee forth, where she has brought thee forth that bare thee. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for his love, it would utterly be contemned. We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What is God? Oh, yeah, baby. We have... No. And if she... What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? I don't know. Just let her do whatever with the person that's speaking for her. I don't. If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I don't know what this means. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then I was in eyes as one that found favor. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof 200. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice, cause me to hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Well, that's it, guys. That's the Song of Solomon. I know you all are just so turned on right now. I know you just can barely even... Whew, I don't even want to, sorry. This is a family show, but, I have to read what the Bible says, and, that's what it said. So now's the time where I thank my patrons, my top patrons. But I think what I should do is go ahead and give a little Barry White, you guys. Oh, yeah, I got to thank me some John P., whose breasts are as the towers of Babylon. Daryl Keyes, who's... I don't know. I can't keep going with that. Katie Quesnell, Tom Chambers, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, David Vandervlies, Joseph Hazleton, Travis Peterson. Yeah, my sexy patrons. Maybe I'll do this every time. Maybe Barry White will be my new sexy patron thanking music. Oh yeah, I love my patrons. I don't know what else. What else does Barry White do? In the back, put on a ton of reverb. I need a ton. If I had time, I'd do that. Put oh yeah with a bunch of reverb. I don't know. Those sounds are supposed to do something. I don't know what. All right, I'm done. See you guys. That was a good episode, I think.
I never take anything for granted.
Sorry, Barry. I can't let you start another monologue. We'll never get out of here. Okay, thanks, guys. You're the best. And sign on to Patreon. And I love you. And see you next week.